Supercars action returns this weekend with the series heading to New Zealand. It's a new track and a new era for New Zealand as the sweeping mountains of the North Island welcome the supercars to Taupo. Things get underway tomorrow with practice before racing starts on Saturday and Sunday. Now, the headlines leading into this one have been all about the return of Brody Kostecki, the defending champion who's missed the first two meets of the season in Bathurst and Melbourne so far. The man currently on top of the standings, and he's looking to take that title from Kostecki, is Red Bull Ample racing driver Will Brown. He joins us on the line before things get underway tomorrow. G'day, Will.
Yeah, hi, Mike. How are you?
Yeah, really well, mate. A fantastic start to the season for yourself. Two race wins, one in Bathurst and one in Melbourne. And then your teammate, Brock Feeney, he sits below you in second with three race wins. You must be pretty stoked with the start.
Yeah, it's been an awesome start to the year, that's for sure. Moving over to Red Bull Ampol was a big move, but it's definitely paid off in these first two rounds. So got our work cut out for us. It hasn't been easy, but leading the championship is really cool.
Yeah, you mentioned you obviously had a new team this year. Erebus last year was where you're at, and you're now with Red Bull, where, of course, Shane Van Gisbergen had so much success. Some big boots to fill there. How have you found the transition?
Yeah, no, the transition's been great. It's been awesome working with all the guys and girls here. They're a friendly bunch, and it was really easy to fit in. But, it's big shoes to fill with Shane. I've always felt that when I, have won these two races this year, and he used to do some pretty cool burnouts. So I've struggled to do as cool the ones as him. But, it's been a fantastic start with that.
And I mentioned the return of Brody Kostecki. You were actually former teammates with him last season at Erebus. I'm not sure if you're close mates or you still have much to do with him, but I imagine he'd be pretty hungry and someone to watch out for on the track this weekend.
Yeah, definitely still great mates with Brody. He's a legend of a guy, and he did an awesome job last year to win the championship. So it's really cool to see him back. He really deserves to be on the grid, and I'm excited to race him hard. I think he'll definitely have something to prove this weekend, which is cool. But we still want to go out there and win races.
Yeah, no doubt. And I'm interested to know, Brody, I guess from a strategy point of view, coming into a new track, is there much planning or extra work that goes into things before race day, or do you sort of just figure it out as you go in the practice sessions tomorrow and sort of go from there?
Well, from planning side, probably for us, we came over to Taupo about 2 weeks ago to get ready and try out the track, have a test run on it. So we weren't in our cars, but we came over here in New Zealand cars and Toyota 86s and New Zealand supercars to prepare ourselves for a track that we don't know. So from a driving point of view, there's been a lot more for this round because we're not familiar with the track. But from an engineering side, I'd say they have to put in a little bit more effort due to the fact that, we haven't been here and there's a lot of unknowns.
Yeah, well, it's going to be some great racing this weekend, of course, yourself looking to defend that championship lead, and then your old teammate, Brody Kostecki, back in the supercars mix. Thanks so much for joining us tonight, Will, and, hopefully we still see you atop the driver standings come Sunday night.
Not a drama. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. That is Will Brown, Supercars Championship leader. He'll be in action for Red Bull this week as the Supercars heads to New Zealand for round 3.